This is VOA News. Your remote anchor, Melton. More than a week after testing positive for the coronavirus, U.S. President Donald Trump described himself Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. In a telephone interview on Fox News Channel Sunday, "I beat this crazy, horrible China virus," he said. He said, "It seems like I'm immune." Mr. Trump also said he had a protective glow after being treated with several medications during his four-day hospital stay and after returning to the White House last week. But he did not say and was not asked whether he has definitively tested negative for the virus that has now killed around 214,600 people in the United States and infected more than 7.7 million U.S. residents. A short time after the television interview, Mr. Trump said on Twitter that he had received, quote, "a total and complete sign-off from White House doctors yesterday." He added, erroneously, "that means I can't get it, immune, and I can't give it. Very nice to know." Twitter later said the tweet violated the Twitter rules about spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported early Sunday there are more than 37.2 million global COVID-19 cases and more than a million deaths have been recorded. The U.S. has, again, more than 7.7 million coronavirus cases and leads the world in coronavirus caseload. Public health experts, however, expect India's COVID cases to pass the U.S. count. India reported a total of more than 7 million cases by Sunday, and 74,383 cases over a 24-hour period were reported on Sunday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Confirmation hearings begin Monday for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. If confirmed, the 48-year-old appeals court judge would fill the seat of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. If Barrett's nomination succeeds, the balance of the court would shift significantly right from 5-4 in favor of conservatives to 6-3. Residents of the U.S. state of Louisiana are struggling to recover from Hurricane Delta, which made landfall Friday night, the second hurricane to hit that area this season. Cars have been overturned. Some homes are flooded with water up to knee high. No deaths from Delta have been reported so far, but of the 32 deaths attributed to Hurricane Laura, which hit the area earlier this year, many were caused by carbon monoxide poisoning from generators used in buildings that had lost power. Pope Francis deplored on Sunday a fragile truce between warring neighbors Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. He said he was praying for victims there. A Russian-brokered ceasefire was broken by more fighting, with both sides blaming the other. The disputed territory is an ethnic Armenian enclave in Azerbaijan, which broke from Azerbaijan's control in a war in the 1990s that killed some 30,000 people. Speaking in Rome, the pontiff welcomed the ceasefire but added that the truce is too fragile. Francis urged regional leaders to resolve the conflict, quote, not through the use of force and arms, but through dialogue and negotiation. China staged a large-scale island invasion military exercise during Taiwan's National Day, as President Tsai Ing-wen called for meaningful dialogue with Beijing. The simulated night attack drill Saturday included drones, special forces, and airborne troops moving from multiple locations. That's according to a report by state broadcaster China Central Television. It was the first time in recent years that Chinese media had disclosed the entire process of a staged military landing in Taiwan. Tensions over Taiwan have risen sharply in recent weeks as Beijing has ramped up military pressure with its warplanes almost daily crossing the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait that normally serves as an unofficial buffer zone. And Israel will oppose any U.S. sale of F-35 warplanes to Qatar. That's according to Israel's intelligence minister on Sunday. He cited a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen made the comments on Israeli Army Radio when asked about a Reuters report that Qatar had submitted a formal request to Washington to buy the F-35 fighter jets. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.